Hello, good afternoon. My name is Araceli from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. This will be just a couple of minutes, and I would really appreciate your time. Politically, do you feel that South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
You say, do I approve it? What is your question? Say that again.
Sure. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Like I said, it would be no more than 6-7 minutes. I really appreciate your time and help.
You know what? I cannot. I'm sorry. I cannot do it that long. I've got people waiting on me. So if it was going to be 1 or 2 minutes, I would, but I can't do 6 or 7 minutes. Sorry.
Oh, I understand. I'll try to do it as soon as possible.
All right, I'll give you about 40 minutes.
All right. School choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school, which best serves their needs. Generally speaking,
yes.
Would you say that you support or oppose the concept of a school choice?
Support.
Okay. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education and Scholarship Trust Fund Program, which is a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Support.
Okay. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
Oppose.
Okay. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program to all students in South Carolina?
Say that again. I lost you on that one. Say it again.
Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program to all students in South Carolina?
Less likely.
Thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
Say that again. I didn't understand.
Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
Not.
Okay. Do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
They should not share responsibility.
Okay. Thank you. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state board judges to make certain that they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps to produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
Probably should be changed.
Okay. If a convenience store clerk or bartender, was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification and sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
Good.
Okay. Thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on the verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
I didn't understand that question. Say it again.
Sure. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know that they are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
Good.
Okay, thank you. We're going pretty quick. Almost done. Thank you. Marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
No effect.
Okay. Thank you. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in getting true justice for their injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
You know, one could be one way and one another. I don't know how you can generalize that. Some are after the money. Some want to help their clients.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's fine. Thank you. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
A little or no effect.
Okay, thank you. Literally, one more minute. Literally. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
Say that again, please.
Sure. Do you feel that healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
They should be required to keep it confidential.
Okay. And if parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel that government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Say that again, please.
If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel that government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
So you said if parents are already involved, is that what you said?
Yes, if the parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel the government should or should not intervene in the LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decision that regards individuals under the age of 18?
The government should not be involved.
Okay. Thank you. And in terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your age?
80.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic? Okay.
What?
Thank you.
Age.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, other?
Male.
Thank you. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.